The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Well, hello there. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and as always, I'm delighted to be back again with Father Reginald Foster. Today we're going to go for a picnic up in the Sabine Hills.
Oh.
I hope you will enjoy this, Father. I want to paint a sort of bucolic picture. And bucolic is a word of Greek origin. How would you say bucolic in Latin?
We're going to have to say agrestis or something like that.
So, an agrestis.
Farm animals. Mm.
I just like to imagine Horace. What's his name in Latin?
Well, Horatius. Quintus Horatius Flaccus.
He's sitting at a table in the hills of his farm under a portico. Portico is a word still used today, which comes from the Latin meaning?
A porch.
A porch.
Like an entrance gate. Porticus.
He's at table.
Mm-hmm.
And he's eating roast pigeon and drinking wine. So that's the kind of thing he would have been doing, no?
Yeah, I imagine.
Mm. How do you say that in Latin?
Vi sedeva ad mensam.
Sedeva meaning sitting.
Sedebat, he was sitting ad mensam at the table.
And eating roast pigeon.
Et vesebatur, and was eating columbam asata. Roast pigeon or whatever. Et vinum potabat.
Wine. With a magnificent view. How would you say magnificent view?
Prospectus mirabilis.
A walled garden to the south.
Munitus spectans ad spectans in Australem. Spectans looking.
Looking towards the south. Mm. And walled is what you said?
Hortus, circumditus is surrounded, vallatus is walled, there are many words.
Mm. And pond with goldfish.
With what?
Goldfish.
Piscine.
You would have had that.
Cum piscibus aureus.
And box goldfish. Hedges and rose beds. Hedges, how do you say hedges?
Hedges sunt arbusta or centes or vapores, depends on how rough they are.
Mm. Well, they were pretty tidy in Horace's farm.
Okay, maybe centes would be hedges with what?
Rose beds.
Rose beds are topiaria, ornamental flower beds.
Really, rather than a farm, it was a sort of cottage, wasn't it, by Roman standards, Horace's farm?
What do you mean, a cottage?
It wasn't a grand Roman house.
No, it was a nice home if you've ever been out there. You've been out there.
Yes, I have. It was a mansion then.
Yes.
A mansion.
Well,
how
built.
How would you say that in Latin?
With, Aedes. Aedes is a well-built house.
Mm-hmm.
Not a tugurium, is a hovel. It wasn't a hovel.
Okay, we are sitting there with Horace eating all this food with this wonderful view and a little slave boy, which is normal in those days, no? Brings him a letter. It would have been by express delivery, right? How would you say that?
Express delivery, you say. Tabellarius Citissimus, a very quick postal man.
Nope.
Ergo epistulam accepit quam attulit, which Tabellarius Citissimus attulit. Very fast postman brought. Mm. That would be your expresso.
It would have a seal on it, on the outer wrapping with a symbol. Imagine it was a sphinx, the seal. Who would it have been from?
Well, no, it would have been the seal of the man who wrote it.
Yes.
But it's like his ring seal.
Yeah. His ring seal that he would have put on the wax,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But
I don't know who would have a sphinx there, boo.
Let's imagine that it was from some emperor time. Who was the emperor at the time of...
Horace was, of course, Augustus.
And say that Augustus would have called Horace to come to serve him. What would Sir Horace have said, in your view, to him?
What do you mean?
Would he have said, I'll come and serve you, or would
but
he have gone up?
Veniam cito, I'll come very quickly. Veniam cito.
Do you think so?
Vel ac tutum, immediately. Vel continuo veniam. I'll come right away. Tibi serviam, that I serve you.
But maybe he would have gone up to the famous spring first in the grounds.
Well, that's right there, Fons Banduzier.
He wrote a famous poem there, didn't he?
Yes, yes, yes.
It was the...
That we presume is about that water spring.
What did he write in that poem?
Well, he said, you're refreshing in summer, and tomorrow we're going to consecrate you with flowers and with the blood of an animal. So there's a consecration going on.
And so it was a mystic sense of religious link between man and the powers of nature.
Well, yeah. There's a pine tree down in his villa, which he also consecrated every year to Diana with the blood of an animal. Ah, bene, omnia coniungebat Horatius aliquo sensu religioso ver religionis affectu et consecrabat quotannis every year. Consecrabat, he would consecrate et fontem, et aquas, et etiam pinum, the pine tree.
I meant in the poem, in the Fons Banduzier.
Ah, what does he say there? No, he says,
you just said that.
Cras donabitis haido. Tomorrow you will be gifted with a young calf. Huh? And he says, non sine floribus, not without flowers. And so when we do it, we always throw flowers in the stream and pour a little wine in there too.
How'd you say that?
Well, no, he says, vinum non sine, not without wine, flowers, and tomorrow you will be consecrated also with the blood of this animal. Cras donabitis hado. Tomorrow you will be gifted with a kid goat.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.